From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, NPR's Jason Bobian in Tacloban in the Philippines, which is slowly, slowly getting help.
But first, it is official. Just moments ago, we got word from the U.S. Justice Department that a deal has been reached with the nation's largest bank. The headline from the release says the government has secured a record $13 billion settlement with J.P. Morgan for misleading investors about securities containing toxic mortgages. That would be by far the largest settlement the federal government has ever made with a single company, and it all stems from the housing bubble and the bursting of that bubble. Joining us now with the details, NPR's Chris Arnold, who covers economics and housing. Chris, tell us more about what we know.
Hey, Jeremy. Well, we are literally just reading these documents as we get them, just as you said, about 3 minutes ago. But one thing to headline here is that you've probably heard of criticism when the government strikes a settlement with a big bank. There's often this line in there that says the bank did not acknowledge wrongdoing. That is not the case this time around, and I'm reading from the Justice Department statement. J.P. Morgan acknowledged it had made serious misrepresentations to the public, including the investing public, about numerous RMBS transactions. That means residential mortgage-backed securities transactions. Down here, this is quoting Eric Holder. Without a doubt, the conduct uncovered in this investigation helped sow the seeds of the mortgage meltdown. And it says again and again here at the top that the bank is acknowledging wrongdoing. So that's banks don't like to do that because it opens them up to lawsuits from private individuals. But that right off the cuff here is something significant that we might not have expected.
So the bank may be open then to further lawsuits.
Who knows what happens next? But given how litigious this whole realm has been, I would think that would be a result.
Chris, let's talk about this. When we say from the headline that this is with J.P. Morgan for misleading investors about securities containing toxic mortgages, take us back to what really happened here. What this was all about.
Right. Well, as a lot of people will remember, back during the housing bubble, there was huge appetite for mortgage-backed securities. That is, these securities that were full of home loans and they paid a lot of interest because homeowners were paying a lot of interest. But it turned out that whole system was just full of fraud. And so this case really involves bad mortgages and banks who wrapped up these bad mortgages and sold them off to the investing public. When they did that, they made statements that said, hey, these loans are pretty good. You should buy them, essentially. And it turned out the loans were really bad and investors lost billions of dollars. In this case, the focus is on J.P. Morgan. Another interesting thing here that as we go through these documents is that the Justice Department is signaling that it's not just going to be about J.P. Morgan. There's a reference to this being the size and scope of this resolution should send a clear signal that the Justice Department's financial fraud investigations are far from over. So the idea is justice is taking this very seriously. Lots of banks were doing these sorts of things allegedly. This is not the end of this.
NPR's Chris Arnold literally going through these documents, as we all are, just moments after they've come in. Chris, we do know the number, and it's $13 billion, and I understand $4 billion of that is going to go for consumer relief. What do homeowners get out of this?
That's a very good question, and I think that's probably the most interesting part of this whole thing. Early on, these settlements didn't have much that actually helped homeowners. There were big numbers, but then there was all kinds of funny accounting that at the end of the day, you kind of scratch your head about, well, what did it really do? This time around, housing advocates are telling me that they've been pushing the government to try to have good oversight over the bank, so they do things that really do help homeowners and that perhaps could set a template for these future settlements that we just alluded to. A couple quick components of that: principal reductions, that is reducing the amount somebody actually owes, that's shown to be very powerful in terms of keeping someone in their house, stemming more losses. Another thing they're focusing on is for people who've lost their job, the long-term unemployed, they want to find a way to help them. And that's going to be a part of this, too.
NPR's Chris Arnold joining us on the breaking story this afternoon that the government has reached a deal, a $13 billion settlement with J.P. Morgan for, as the Justice Department says, misleading investors about securities containing toxic mortgages. Chris, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Jeremy.